This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Investigators continue piecing together details in two mass shootings in the U.S. where 29 people were killed and dozens injured. AP's Julie Walker tells us that one of the victims in Dayton, Ohio, was actually the alleged shooter's sister.
Surveillance from a shop near the scene captures the rapid gunfire. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal says they recovered two weapons, but Betts only used one of them, an assault-style weapon he ordered online from Texas.
But transferred to the suspect at a local firearms dealer here in this area. There's also a shotgun that was acquired from a local firearms dealer here.
They're still investigating motive, but are ruling out one thing for now.
We have no evidence to suggest that there's a bias motive in this crime.
Beal says it's still unclear whether Betts' younger sister, who he killed, and a companion that was injured were targeted by him or if it was random. I'm Julie Walker.
In Texas, in the U.S.-Mexican border city of El Paso, investigators are still analyzing a hate-filled manifesto found online before the killer shot at least 20 people dead and wounded 26. At a news conference, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, said the federal government is treating this as a domestic terrorist case.
This meets it. It appears to be designed to intimidate a civilian population, to say the least.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday ordered flags at all government buildings to be flown at half staff for the next 5 days as a mark of solemn respect for the victims of the terrible acts of violence, as he put it, in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. Again, investigators still piecing together all the details in the two mass shootings. They occurred in both Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, where a total of 29 people were killed. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper continues his first overseas trip to New Zealand in that role. He met with his counterpart, New Zealand Minister of Defense Ron Mark, where they discussed how the two countries will further solidify their alliance.
New Zealand and the United States share a language and a heritage. We share an ocean, and we share the responsibility to protect our peoples and our values. So, Minister, I am enormously confident that we will meet today's complex international security environment with the same spirit of unity as we have in the past.
At the end, Mark gave his sincere condolences for the deaths from recent mass shootings, saying New Zealand knows the agony. Thousands of protesters took to Hong Kong Street Sunday, a day after violent clashes between anti-government protesters and police. And as China's official news agency warned, Beijing will not let the situation in the Asian financial hub continue. Lauren Anthony reports for Reuters.
For months, this has been a familiar sight. Thousands of protesters on the streets of Hong Kong. But now Beijing has said it will not let the situation persist. China's official news agency Xinhua said on Sunday that the central government will not, quote, sit idly by. That's coming after violent weekend clashes with police firing tear gas to disperse the crowds. Authorities say more than 20 people were arrested overnight. Protesters targeted this police building on Sunday, where they threw rocks to smash its windows, and they have called for a mass strike to take place on Monday, aimed at bringing the Chinese-controlled city to a halt.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran state media reported Sunday that it seized a foreign oil tanker and its seven crew members in the Persian Gulf last week. It is the third time the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps has detained a ship in less than a month. Reuters' David Doyle.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized a foreign oil tanker in the Gulf, state media reported on Sunday, in a show of power amid heightened tensions with the West. Iran's Fars news agency said the tanker was smuggling fuel and that seven crew members had been detained. The Revolutionary Guards were reported to have said it was an Iraqi vessel. State media said the boat was seized on Wednesday near Iran's Farsi island, where the elite Revolutionary Guards Corps has a naval base. Iran has been fighting rampant fuel smuggling by land to neighboring countries and by sea to Gulf Arab states. But the seizure also comes at a time of heightened tensions with the West that have been rising since the United States pulled out of a nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers last year.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.